Elohos tita arabatata. Inoroho nanarata. I kusutut orobarata. Inorio nanarada diandriate. Ele hesito totoro monata. I kusutut toro monata tatara diandriate. E corobarata. I suroho sita tatana rariata. Ele petoro monota. I kusutotata. Niente, e le vedote, e le hosita tatana di adediate. I coromodo, ora hosita tatan. E lepe, e tiso totoro hosita tatana di adediate. Tell you in my word that I came to give life. Take life. Don't walk in the darkness anymore. Take life. Life is out there for you. Take it. Take my life. I have a higher, better way of living for all of you. Take that. I'm giving it to you. I love you. I love you. Take it. I love you. Hang on. Hang on. Don't look at what you see with your eyes. Look to me. I have greater, better things for all of you. Look to me. Stay with me. Believe me. I love you. I love you.
Let's just worship the Lord.
The Lord wanted you to know that He said in a prophecy through Pastor Gordon not too long ago that things were going to start coming to pass fast. We had prayer Wednesday night for one thing, and it was done by Wednesday. By Saturday. And the things he did for Linda and Danielle, Nancy, David, even me, there's more. There's more. There's so much more. But you got to know God. You got to trust Him. He's got so much in store for us above everything that you see and hear on this earth. It's for you. I just feel like His love's pouring out to you today. Take it. Take it. Change your talking. Change your thinking. Because you got to do that. It's up to you. Praise God.
Praise. Slack off. Let's keep in praise and worship because we want to, God's spoken to us now today. We want to bring in His presence. He does have great things for us. He is an awesome, great, and mighty God. And He's got nothing but good things for us. We've been told when we were kids a lot of times in church that you better be careful. Don't cross God. Don't cross God. You have to listen to what God does. So you obey every rule or you'll go to hell. And that's not the God that we serve. Our God's a God of love. Obedience, yes. But we obey Him so that we can walk in His blessing and can hear from Him and have what He has to give us. So I just want to encourage you today, don't back down. Don't slack off. Let's keep praising. Let's keep worshiping. Let's keep the presence of God here. And no matter what you're going through, I don't care what it is, God has the answer. God can deliver. God inhabits the praises of His people. When you praise, when you worship, no matter what the circumstances are, if you praise and worship God, get your mind and your thoughts and your heart focused on God. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So let's just continue to praise and worship Him this morning.
The Lord. Amen. I can't hardly hear y'all. Here's the air conditioners. Yes. There's no prayer Tuesday morning. All right, then for those of you that be involved, there's no prayer Tuesday morning. So praise the Lord. I don't know if that's a praise or not, but whatever. I said, praise the Lord. Gives me another day off. But, you know, I enjoy the time of prayer. If you don't come out for prayer on Tuesday morning and you are here and you have the opportunity, come and join in that prayer time with us. It's always good. We always have good prayer. We pray for the church. We pray for our community. And it is good. It's a good time of prayer and just communing with the Lord and with one another and having fellowship with one another. So praise God. So, all right. Well, you know, this morning I got this thing hanging off the back of me because I don't have a collar and I don't have a pocket and I don't have a belt. Dick suggested that maybe I should wear one of those back belts, one of those black stretchy belts, and we could hook it on there. But I opted out of that suggestion. So things wobbling around here a little bit. So bless the Lord. Praise God. He is so good. God is so good. God, good, good, good. Just the testimonies. I'm telling you, get with Linda, and she shared just a teeny tiny bit of her testimony with you this morning. She shared most of it with us at Sunday school this morning. And believe me, it is a wonderful, wonderful testimony about how great God is. God is so good. He brings us back to life. Even when we die three times, God will bring you back to life. And he is so wonderful and so good. But just let her, maybe someday she'll share her whole testimony. She gets a little scared. She was all nervous about Sunday school this morning, but she did a fabulous job. And she talked real, real fast when she talked because she was scared. So, but she did a wonderful job. And I'm telling you, there are testimonies. Nancy's got a wonderful testimony. You know, one Sunday we all just have testimony Sunday. And they all come in and share a testimony of what God has done. Yes, there's another one. God has done great things for him also. And Danielle. Two testimonies sitting right there. God bringing people back to life and causing them to have a healthy, strong life. So praise the Lord. God is so good. He is a wonderful, wonderful God. And so let's all say together 2 Corinthians 2:14. You ready? Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses his knowledge in every place. Well, praise the Lord. There we go. I can't hardly hear you with the air conditioners running. I don't hear you very well. I want to share just something. I won't be long today, so I just wanted to share with you a few things. I have this devotional that I read, and at the beginning of the year, I read this part of this devotional, and it was about when God said to Moses from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. If you want to turn there, you can. But God was speaking to Moses. And chapter 3, verse 14, and this whole chapter is about Moses, and he's out tending the sheep, and Moses, it says, turned aside, and he saw this bush, and it was burning. There was flames coming out of this bush, but the bush wasn't burning up. And, you know, you hear all kinds of things about that. But, you know, Moses didn't run. He didn't throw up his arms and yell, "Oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end." And part of that is because Moses, after he went into Pharaoh's house, he was raised, and as a young man, he was taught sorcery, and I believe that he just figured that this was part of that, you know, and it did not alarm him in any manner, because he says, "I'm going over here and see why this bush is not burning up," and, you know, but he had been, we all, you know, some of you are looking at me kind of funny. He was raised to do sorcery in Pharaoh's house, Yes, his mother brought him up in the ways of the Lord, and that was in him. And you know, and the scripture tells us, raise up your children in the way of the Lord, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Moses was 40 years old when he came back to the Lord. Don't ever give up on your kids. Don't ever give up on anybody, especially those people who have been in the Lord, and now it seems that they've drifted. They will come back. But anyway, he says, I'm going over here and see what this is. And he saw it, and as the bush talked to him and told him, you know, I need you to, my people, I hear the cries of my people. And Moses says, well, who am I supposed to tell them? It's telling me this. Well, he knew that when God told him, I am, my Bible says, I am who I am. But my old Bible says, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he knew exactly who he was, because when he was young, his mother had taught him who the great Jehovah was, the great I am. And he knew who was speaking to him then at that time. And I am who I am. And I am is the name of the eternal God, the self-existing God. He is the I am of all existence, the I am of the I am. And as I was telling you in my little devotional, I was reading this, and it was like, you're probably wondering, well, she forgot about that story, but I didn't. The story was talking about, the little devotional thing was talking about that, how that we take God with us everywhere we go. God is with us. When we say, I am Roxanne, I'm putting God out first. I am going to the store, I put God out first. I am happy to be here today, I am putting the great Jehovah out in front. And it was expressing how when we take God with us everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we take God. I'm just going to read the scriptures to you. I'm not going to go to them. It's in 1 John 5:11. It talks about only I am, our I am only exists because of his I am. I can only have I am in me because God exists in me. We must put him first so that everything can flow from him. And that is the truth. When we don't put God first, things don't flow right. They don't go right. They don't seem to work out right. But if we will put I am first, everything will flow from him and for us. In Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Everything begins with him, flows from him, and this is the secret of life. And that's a truth. You know, that is the secret of life, that everything flows from God. Everything begins with him and flows with him, from him. And when we remember that, when we have that settled in us, that is not me, it is not you, you can't help me unless you're helping me through God, your company does not help you unless you see them as letting God work through them. Everything on earth exists because of him. Everything exists because of God. With one word, he spoke the world into existence. One word. And so, everything exists. Even the breath that you breathe exists because the great I am is with you. Not are we only to live for him, but we must live from him. I thought this was a wonderful statement. We must learn to live from him. And that is being aware that God is with us at all times. You know, we teach everyone we must live for the Lord. You have to live for the Lord. And we all try and we all strive to live for the Lord. But when we understand that everything we do is from him, and everything that we do is from his presence with us, when we begin to live from the Lord, we will live for him. You won't be able to help it. You'll be able to live for him. Because from him all things exist. Acts 17:20 says, it says, in him we live and move and have our being. We live from his living. We move from his moving. Our being is from his being. You were not just born. You were born because God spoke you into existence. He knew you in your mother's womb. Before what some people say nowadays, that we don't know whether it's a child or not. We don't know what it is. It's just a mass. Before that time, before that mass was ever formed, he knew you. He knew you then. He knows you now. He knows you. And everything we do is from his being. Everything. Our living, our moving, our being exists only because God exists. Colossians chapter 3, verse 7. I'm going to read that one. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked and lived. But now you yourselves have put away all of these things, and we exist. And whatever we do in word, 17, and whatever you do, do in word and deed, and all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God our Father through him. Whatever you do in word or deed, we act because of his actions. Now, sometimes we act ugly, and that's not his actions. You know, I mean, I know y'all have that problem. I'm joking with you. You're all looking kind of sober out there this morning. But, you know, sometimes we act a little ugly. That's not God, and we know that. And you know what? When we act a little ugly, you know what happens? The Spirit of God will rise up in you and say, ah, you shouldn't have done that. And you said, yes, Lord, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. But we act. When we begin to live from his being, we will act from his actions. And then in 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We love from his loving. You know, we love because he first loved us. We, you know, as human beings, we have this, we think that we love because people were kind to us, or we have that romantic love for somebody else, or, you know, we have love for our children. And we think it's an emotion that we have created. You know, like someone in the family had a little baby this week, and one of the cousins responded, "Such nothing is more pure than the love of a parent to a child." Well, there is something more pure, and it's the love of God. And, you know, and these parents that have this little baby, they know that. And their love is pure for that child because they love God. The other person may be not so much, you know. But they love that baby because God's love is in them. And that's why we love. And when we remember that love is not an emotion, it's a decision that we make on our own. Love is not an ooey-gooey feeling, but love is a fruit of the Spirit that God has put in it. The minute you became born again, he put his love in you. You only became born again because of his love. It was because he loved you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you love because God loves you. And his love is so pure. And then we feel from his heart. I thought this was a very interesting statement, because we think feelings are something out here that we feel, or our emotions, you know, anger and happiness. But we feel from God's heart. And as we remember this, as we remember that the things that we allow ourselves to move in when we move in God, that it's God's heart that's coming out. You know, it's God's heart that is moving on you to have these emotions. It's God's heart in you and for you that creates these feelings, that creates a love for your brother, that creates a love for one another, that creates a love for all mankind. You could not love God unless he had put his love in you. You love God because he loves you. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do to earn that love. He's just so good. He's the I am that I am. The I am that is I am. I love that statement. I am who I am. And we don't have punctuation or inflection in the word, so we can almost take all of those and, you know, he could say, Moses, I am that I am, you know? Maybe he said that to him because, you know, Moses thought, well, this is a sorcery thing. I am that I am that your mother told you about. You know, can you hear him in a fatherly voice now? Come on, boy. I am the I am that God, that your mama told you about, boy. Or he could say, I'm that I am, Moses. I am that I am. Little Jewish, I am, yoy. I am that I am, you know. I am who I am, he says. And you know, when God says, I am who I am, he can't change. You know, there's no turning. Scripture tells us there's no turning, not even the slight variance. Because it would create, because he says it doesn't create a shadow. Because if God would just even jerk, there would be a shadow. He says, nah, he said, I don't do that. There's no variance in me whatsoever. He says, I can't help it. I am who I am. There he is, being Jewish again. I am who I am. And he's, you know, that's what he expresses to you. I am who I am. I am God. I am love. I am life. I am healing. I am prosperity. I am your help in time of need. I am who I am. I am God. And he's so wonderful. He's so good. And you know what? We are who we are because of who he is. So when we say, I am, remember, we're speaking about who God is. I am who I am. Now, sometimes I don't act like I should, but when I try to do what is right and move in God, I am who I am. I am that I am. And you are that I am also. He is in you. He is in you. And let's remember that as we journey on this thing called life. That we are who we are because of the great I am. I am who I am. Say that to yourself. I am who I am. I am who I am. Because of God. Because the great I am is in me. So praise God. And he never, ever treats us poorly. He never treats us badly. He only wants good for you. He only does good to you. And he only has the best for you. So praise God, because that's who he is. He is the great I am. Let's stand. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are who you are. You are the great I am, the great Jehovah God. And that there is no shadow of turning in you. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, you never have a bad day. And we thank you, Lord, that you never stop loving. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us wherever we go. You are who you are. And sometimes we may not understand that completely, Lord God. We may not understand who you are. But because we don't understand doesn't change who you are. And Father, when we reflect back on your word and the word that you speak to us, we can grasp hold of who you are, the great I am, the all in all, the self-existing God, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who lives forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.